Hello and welcome to Emerald Expressions, where we polish the gem that is the human mind. I'm your host, Jaira, the Emerald Emissary, and today I'm joined by
Phelps, Young Phelps, aka Phelps BJ, aka He Ate a God, aka whatever you want to call me.
Nappy headed antisocial asshole.
Yes, nappy headed antisocial asshole. I go by many names.
For anyone who's wondering why,
talking about me. Huh?
For anyone wondering why I called him that, that's literally his Twitter name right now. Yeah. Definitely check him out. Do you have anything you want people to check you out for, or anything you want to promote right now?
Definitely follow me on Instagram. I do all types of illustrations, animations. I got a single coming out and stuff like that. So most of everything I do, you can see there. It's all broadcasted there, mostly.
You have a lot up in the air, a lot of motion. Definitely check them out, bro. You won't be disappointed. So today is another part in the ongoing series, sort of. I'm not sure exactly what order I'm going to release them in. This might be the first one. This might be the second, depending on how things shake out. But today's part of the ongoing music reviews that I've been doing from a suggestion, suggestions that people gave me for anime songs and OSTs and cartoon songs and OSTs. So today we're going to be talking anime songs, so this is gonna be a ride down memory lane. Have you listened to all the songs?
Most of them I either already knew or I did end up listening to them.
Yeah, so a lot of them are classics in my opinion, but we'll get
classics.
There. There's a lot of bops on this list. So starting with the first song, Rock the Dragon, which was the ocean, the theme song for the ocean dub. Was it ocean dub? It was a theme song for in the mid 90s when the Saban Entertainment Company was doing the dubbing for Dragon Ball. So it was composed by the same man who did the song work for the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song. So you can definitely tell.
Hello?
Sorry about that. It dropped out for a second.
It's all good.
What was the thing you heard?
You were talking about Rock the Dragon?
Oh. Just in case it cut out.
Dragon Ball Z joint?
Yeah, the Dragon Ball Z song. It was by the same, it was composed by the same guy that did the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song. You know, remember Go-Go Power Rangers. That's what I said.
Okay, so before we even get into Rock the Dragon, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers was like super iconic. If you don't know that theme song, like if you are old enough to know and you don't know it, then you clearly like your parents didn't love you or something, because like everybody knew that song. And I think Rock the Dragon like was better than the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song, in my opinion, because I don't know, when I was a kid and that shit would come on, I would get so hyped, bro. I don't even know what they were saying, and I was hyped. I was like,
bro. Yeah, I agree with you.
I definitely agree with you. It got you hyped. Like,
it's like
this gonna be the fifth.
It's like that clip from what is it? Excuse me. What was that Will Ferrell movie? The one with the ice cream.
You talking about Blades of Glory?
I don't know. If it gets the people going, bro. What does that even mean? What is
provocative.
It? It's provocative. You know exactly the quote I'm talking about. But what is the name of that movie? I'm mad.
It's called Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory, yes. It's that quote from Will Ferrell from Blades of Glory. I don't even know what it means. He's like, what is it? What does that even mean? I don't know, but it's provocative. It gets people going. Like that's sort of the feeling you get from that song. And it's like so interesting. Like just talking about it on like a musical level, it's sort of like soft metal, I guess you could say, like lower end of the metal range. But it also has like there's like a breakdown where it's like surface guitar in the middle, where it's like just like this wailing wild, on the guitar.
Yeah, it's like a wild guitar solo. Because I mean, if you think about it, most anime openings don't have any drums, or if there is drums, I can't hear them, so I don't know. But bro, they took that guitar and they were like, beat the shit out of it, and they're like, all right, and yeah, so.
That's something I noticed when I was like listening to this list again for the podcast. That's something that we sorely lack nowadays. Them just letting some dude on a guitar wail, just fucking shred his life out for like at least a few seconds. Like that, a few of the songs on this list had either like the guitars and instruments like a big part of the melody, or they just have a section where the guitar just goes ham.
See, now they got, nowadays, it's like they just have the guitar leads, whereas it's like a chord, it's just a loud-ass lead, and then somebody screaming in Japanese, and it's like, the shit sounds sick, but, like, it's not Rock the Dragon. Like, that's just, like, some whole other shit.
Yeah. Like you were saying, it brings you back to when I was a kid. It just, I remember being so hyped when you heard those opening chords that dun-dun. As soon as you heard those chords, you knew you was about to be entertained for the next half an hour to an hour. Shit's about to get epic.
Bro, not even that, because, like, sometimes, like, that shit'll come on, and you know it's going to be, like, the fifth fight of fucking Frieza versus Goku on Namek. Like, it's a long, drawn-out-ass fight. And they talking after episode.
But it still got you hyped, though.
You don't care, because you're so hyped because the song came on. You're like... Then it's like, all right, Goku's like got his hands up for like the third episode. So, you know, I'm glad you got your energy rush in that intro, because that's all you getting today. But very iconic.
But nah, like
one of the most iconic, great, in my opinion.
Yeah, this just may be the American in me, but. Like, Chalala, I understand why people love Chalala. It's a good song. But I feel like Rock the Dragon is, in my opinion, the better opening for Dragon Ball Z. That's partially nostalgia, partially just, like, my musical preferences. I prefer more up-tempo stuff, something that gets you hyped, that kind of music.
Don't get me wrong.
But, like, I understand, like, why Chalala...
That other joint, it slaps. Like, everybody's singing it. You don't know what you're saying. You're just saying it. But man, my daughter was singing that. We was playing Kakarot, and she was singing that shit. And it's like, because it's infectious. But again, it's very not Rock the Dragon.
But like in my personal preferences, I just like Rock the Dragon. Just brings me back to being that childhood, like that little kid about to watch some Dragon Ball Z and just enjoy myself. And not only enjoy the Dragon Ball Z, because you know Dragon Ball Z was the leadoff for Toonami and like all the great shows on there. So this sort of brings you back into that sense of like, oh, I'm about to have an enjoyable afternoon.
Hell yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to add to that before we move on to the next song?
No, it's iconic. It's so next on list is, go listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. Shouts out to Ron Wasserman for making not only one, but two iconic songs about our childhood with Go-Go Power Rangers and Rock the Dragon. And also, he did a great job. He's a very good composer. Check out more of his stuff. But the next on the list is Sisters of the Moon, which is a Sailor Moon English opening. And before anyone starts, like, oh my God, he's effeminate. He wants Sailor Moon. Y'all don't cap like y'all didn't watch Sailor Moon 2. That was a great show. And this is a great song.
Man.
But I'm gonna let you give your opinion first.
So my thing, back in the day, you know, back in the 90s, like to do anything involving like that's slightly effeminate is like, you know, as growing up black is like taboo. It's like, oh, don't do that. But man, look, say what I was at. Sailor Moon came on.
Oh, he
Sailor Moon came on right before Dragon Ball Z. So I'm not finna change the channel, because if I change the channel for too long and get caught up in something else, I'm gonna miss Dragon Ball Z. It's not happening. I'm not letting it happen. So I will watch Sailor Moon.
Like, I have older sisters. I watch. I only watched it because I have older sisters. I watched Sailor Moon because I enjoyed it.
I mean, it wasn't bad. And I mean, like, I didn't follow it. Like, it was like, to me, it was like watching a sitcom. Like, it was on. I don't know what was going on. Really, I know Cat talks. She likes tuxedo mask. She got meatball head. You know, that whole thing. And that was cool. Like, but the intro, like, that shit was a bop, bro. You know, like, dog, something about some moonlights. I was like, bro.
To this day, it's still a bop. Like,
I don't know what they talk about.
Like, I can literally start singing the line, and you will immediately remember the song.
Moon by moonlight.
Fighting evil by moonlight. Fall in love by daylight. Like, bro, those are fucking bars. Like, it's like that clip from Front Foot. Those are bars. What do you know about that?
I can see him, like, having a trap beat. Talk about moonlight.
Speaking of random guitars, actually, really didn't need guitars. A slamming ass guitar solo in the middle of this, and I forgot about that guitar solo. Like, I like that was one part of the 90s that I missed. They would just throw guitar on literally anything.
They need to have the nigga from Megadeth.
Like, this is like
doing solo on all the new anime.
Like a soft pop song.
That shit would be hard.
We need you, the nigga from Megadeth. We need to enter the Sandman fucking solo on the in the middle of a My Hero Academia.
Yeah, they need to link up.
Maybe some
Korean, Japanese,
in the middle
and American guitar all together to collab. They need a collaboration. They need to go international with the collabs and make that shit happen. Because I feel like, I mean, the openers of today are not bad at all. I'm not saying they're bad, but I feel like if they just brought back some of that guitar talent and just a little bit, like, the openers would be all fire. Like, you could probably make a whole, like, mixtape. Like, we could probably make an underground mixtape
and get Lil
Wayne to rap over one of them. I'm sure. That shit would be lit.
Yeah. Them studio musicians in the 90s, God bless them, because they was fucking shit up. They was doing their thing back in the 90s.
Bruh.
Not gonna lie, this is a bop. Like, it's like sort of soft lady crooning, but it's soft lady crooning in a way that I enjoy it.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, I could vibe with this. I can listen to it. And it's
name
like, it's a nice tempo.
I'm gonna look it up real quick. What's the name of it again?
Sisters of the Moon. But also, you'll probably find it easier just searching Sailor Moon English opening or English intro. Because when I was searching for it, I couldn't really find like a band name. It kind of sucks. I want to know who's actually singing the song. But I keep playing the song.
Bruh, hold on. When
it was
the horn, the synth, or the flute, I don't know what that shit is.
The synth,
no, it's so
that,
hard.
That little synth line.
That's so hard.
That melody is dope. Like, I keep saying this, but like, soundtracks don't get the love that they deserve, in my opinion.
Bruh.
Soundtracks are hard, and people don't be giving soundtracks the credit they deserve. Like, you wouldn't remember a lot of these shows and movies if they didn't have hard-ass soundtracks. Like, hey, Star Wars. John Williams fucked shit up.
That's why I be telling
Cowboy Bebop, which we will talk about later.
Yoko, it's your thing.
I'd
be telling people to animate, like, bro, if you can't, like, make music, like, not that you have to know how to make music, but if you can't, like, don't think that you're going to stand on just your animation and your voice acting. You have to have, like, without music, the shit is, like, nothing. You can't. Like, you might not know it, You could think about everything up until that, and if you don't have music,
you gotta have good music to
matter. It won't even matter.
Not even past like openings stuff like that.
What's going on?
I'm not sure. I feel like we're in the middle of a point, but I forget what we're saying.
I was saying that Dragon Ball Z. I went back to Dragon Ball Z real quick because we're talking about music and its importance when you're talking about animations and productions. Core, I don't know if you remember, it was when Imperfect Cell first showed up, and then through the Cell Saga, it was a score, and it was like, do-no-no-no-no-no. And then it had like a little, and I was like, bruh, what the fuck
is that? Yeah. I remember that shit sounded like literally slithery, which gave the feeling hard. Of a creepy dread. Like, this motherfucker's an insect. This motherfucker's creepy. I remember
it got you hyped and scared at the same time and like calm. I was like, what are these emotions I'm feeling?
It literally sounded like a horror movie soundtrack, the type of thing you might hear.
Yeah, bro, but it was still like kind of, it had like rock, like a metal theme to it still. I was like, bro, this shit is like, oh man. Or like when Dragon Ball had the and then they'd be like driving and it's like, why am I so hyped that they're driving? Like, they're not even doing shit. Music, man. Music makes the world go round.
It definitely does. But yeah, soundtracks I feel like are underappreciated. Like, if you have a terrible soundtrack, like, I don't care how good the rest of your stuff is, people are not gonna pay attention, because like, if you don't get people into the scene, you don't draw them into it with your soundtrack and your sound effects and all that, like, there's no real emotional resonance, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you're not gonna stick with them.
Yeah, you're not gonna remember it. You can't, like, we've been using music to remember shit since like fucking forever, since like the bubonic plague,
probably as long as humans have been socializing in like civilization. Music is like ingrained in our us as a species, and we just fuck with, like, we like hearing sounds in a certain pattern. Like, yeah, this sounds good. But speaking of the next song, "A Cruel Angel's Thesis," which is the Neon Genesis Evangelion opening.
I think I listened to this a little bit ago, but let me. You said, oh yeah, a cruel, was it what? A cruel.
Something. A cruel angel thesis.
Yep. I just listened.
Because, you know, it's Neon Genesis Evangelion. Even the title.
This one?
Yes. That's the opening.
I don't know what Shorty's saying, but she's blowing, though. So I heard this one. I didn't really like care too much for this one. It was alright. Like, this ain't no shit that I would remember. It's not no shit that I would be like, oh yeah, that shit's super fire. Like, it was cool for what it was. But I don't know.
I respect your opinion on that, but this one's a fucking bop for me. Like, it's that right kind of 90s cheese. You know what I mean? Like, it starts off real epic and grandiose and like minimal, with like, it's just her voice and then echoing like choir, and then like it goes straight to like 90s pop, you know what I mean, pop fits and shit. I'm like, you know what, it may also be because like the show for me was super memorable. Like, that was one of the first shows I watched. I believe I watched it on like Adult Swim. I really probably shouldn't have been watching that shit as a child, but anyway, I watched it uncut on Adult Swim. I watched it uncut on Adult Swim, and that was like one of the first shows that really made me think, like, oh, damn, they be talking about some real philosophical shit on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what the fuck they talk about, but they talking about some deep shit.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, like, maybe part of that is for me, but I enjoy this song. Like, just on like a thematic level.
Back in the 90s, there's not a lot of popping sounds I liked, because I was going through like accepting that nothing I liked was ever like popular. Like, rap was like big, but it wasn't big like it is now, whereas like rap's like primary in a lot of countries right now, whereas back in the 90s, pop with Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. I just was kind of sick of this
shit. So basically, you was a hipster. You was a little hipster back in the 90s.
No, I was a little Negro. I was a Negro back in the day. And I was like, bro, how come I'm playing WWF on PlayStation and they ain't got no black people clothes? Why are these men wearing these tight-ass pants? I don't want this. I don't like this. That's not a gold chain that a rapper would wear. That's some funky like bullshit. I just did not like how shit was, and I was like, oh, okay, well. Then this dude, Aaron Carter. You remember Aaron Carter?
Not gonna cap. I enjoyed me some Aaron Carter. Oh, it's cheesy, but I do.
That song.
Give me a break. I was about 4 years old when Aaron Carter was at his peak.
Look, bro. My first name's Aaron, so when I would meet people, they'll be like, oh, like Aaron Carter? I'm like, man, kill yourself. Stop talking to me.
See, you got some trauma attached to that. Without that trauma, you got to admit that Aaron's party is a fucking bop.
No, none of that. nothing attached to that man's name was, like, bruh, he had a song called How I Beat Shaq. Bruh, you tell me about some, like, 5 foot little white kid.
Oh, yeah, that song was fucking terrible. But it was terrible in an entertaining way to me. How I Beat Shaq.
So
wow, you just brought up, you just unearthed a memory for me there.
So a lot of pop sounds like this. Don't get me wrong, there's some songs I was like, all right, that's just kind of hard. But for the most part, the pop sound, I wasn't really fucking with it. So like, I don't know. I mean, it's a cool song now. I'm listening to it. It's not bad. It's just not. I don't know what Shorty's saying. I'm not gonna look it up because I don't care. I don't know. It music sonically, it sounds nice. It sounds really nice. You know, she has a nice voice.
Mm. I mean, it's not.
I've opened my mind. Things are, excuse me,
music is. What were you saying?
I've opened my mind in my old age. Like now, I'm like, all right, like I can listen to this and try to see where they was at with this. So now I'm listening to it. I'm like, all right, this is cool. You know, I heard it. I was listening to it earlier. I was like, it's all right. This is not nothing I would ever just be like, man, play that shit. Like, man, turn that shit off. Put on some motherfucking goddamn Moonlight, nigga. Play Sailor Moon.
I mean, music. No, I got what you're talking about. But music is suggestive. Not everyone's gonna like the same thing.
Yeah.
For me, I personally like it, but I understand why it's not everyone's taste. But this shit's a bop for me. I'm gonna keep listening to it.
All right. Let it slap, bro.
The next song on the list is "Smile Bomb," the English version from Yu Yu Hakusho. This one is a fucking bro. This one makes it on the list for a lot of people. Like a lot of people of our generation, they remember this shit.
And suddenly, I'm like, bro, I'd be Millie rocking in the shower to this shit. You turn this shit on, bro. Growing up, I didn't know what the fuck she was talking about. I didn't know what she was like, what she was trying to convey to me, but it touched me.
I still have no idea what the fuck she's talking about, but it's a fucking bop.
Exactly. I was like, bro,
I'll be dancing my ass off to this bitch.
I'll Millie Rock in the fucking shower.
It doesn't hurt that the show that it's attached to was a goddamn classic as well.
Yu Yu Hakusho is my number one anime, so I mean, it just is.
It's in my top five or six, depending on how I feel that day. But it's definitely up there. It's in my top five. But it's a fucking. I appreciate that they, you know how anime they be switching out. Openings like it's fucking socks and shit.
Yeah.
Like, which I understand. Like, oh, you gotta go with what's popular and all that. But I respect this show for being like 100-something episodes and then never switching up on the song. They was like, we fuck with this song. We just gonna switch up like the credits, like the animation.
The end one, they
rocked the song the whole way. And it's a bop in Japanese and in English.
I prefer
the English version because like nostalgia. Like nostalgia, I just prefer the English version, but it's like it's a pretty much the same song. It's just a great song.
And Yu Yu Hakusho
in English and Japanese were how you listen to
it. When I first seen it, it was on Adult Swim. I think they called it Adult Swim back then. Mm-hmm. And that's the first anime where I was like, did he just say, I don't give a damn? Damn, they cussing. Hold on, what's going on?
I mean, yeah, I believe. Oh, wait. It might have been. I think it was on Toonami edited, and then they also had Toonami like Midnight Run, where it was uncensored stuff. I'm not sure if they also did put on Adult Swim, but I know they had it on Toonami.
I think it was a Toonami at night type thing. But I heard it, and he was like, "I don't give a damn." I'm like, "Oh shit! What the other nigga say?" What do you say? He don't give a damn. Oh, this is serious.
Did he just curse?
This is a cartoon where they cut? Me being 12 and like, you know, watching cartoons all of my, you know, young life, I was like, hold on, hold the phone. And that's when I started watching cartoons at night, because I was like, this shit not the same. It's different. I seen Dragon Ball GT at night, and I was like, yo, this nigga Master Roshi got some, he kind of perverted. Okay. That's wild. Okay. It's different. So yeah,
we didn't really get most of that because we in America, we got Dragon Ball Z first. We didn't get Dragon Ball until like after Dragon Ball Z had already hit.
Yeah, I didn't see that shit. Until,
I remember watching Dragon Ball and enjoying it.
But
I saw Dragon Ball. Yeah, you're a bit older than me. I saw that when I was about 5 or 6. Was when they started airing Dragon Ball in America.
Yeah,
but yeah, like this song is a goddamn. It's like jazzy. It's like she has that like, she's singing that like 90s style of singing, you know what I mean? It's hard to describe it. It's like that smooth R&B type of thing she's doing.
And that's like, just like, that shit be on a baby making playlist, like in there somewhere. You might try to screw that bitch and that shit might be like everything. I don't know. I might have to try that one out. But, and then at the end, like
that fucking stack. The it's fucking,
and then at the end,
I don't know, it's screams, something about that music hit the nigga soul. Like,
damn.
Don't wake me up. Thank you for waking me up. Boom. Like, and then,
bang. I was like, bro.
And I like how it matches up with, like, Yusuke. Like, if we were talking about the opening and stuff, I like how that little bit at the end where it, like, it has the slam, and, like, it matches up perfectly with Yusuke dropping from the sky and pointing at the screen like, damn. Like, you, as a child, I was like, damn, how do they match that shit up so perfectly? They animated it to the song. That's how they match it up so perfectly. Yeah. But, you know, as like a little kid, like, damn, how did he point at the screen on time? Like, he did that shit on beat. That should just rock your world.
That shit, wow.
Like, that shit was fucking dope.
Yeah, that was...
Like, this is a bopper to this day. And anyone that says this song sucks, we don't have to square up. We gonna stop.
I would definitely be like, nigga, okay, pull up. And if you think that this is not the fucking song of the fucking century, then we can go.
We just gonna have to scrap. It's no worries about it, because this is a goddamn classic.
They probably sing this shit like in afterlife, like if you make it to heaven.
Haha, in the afterlife.
They're like, all right, welcome.
It's so easy. We gonna see that nigga Koenma.
Yeah, yeah. Oh shit, it's Koenma. What's up, bro?
Yo, it's both times.
Botan fine, bro. When I was young, I was like, bro, Botan fine as hell. She like a older Bulma a little bit. I was like, I was just hype. I was hype about the whole thing. I was like, this bitch got blue hair.
It's funny how it's something I noticed a while back. It's funny how two of the main anime girls, I guess, of the 90s are blue haired side characters and shonen whose names both happen to start with B.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just a funny coincidence. I think I don't think anyone stole from anyone else. It's just like funny how that worked out in my opinion.
I think it's funny how Bulma won an award for having so many different hairstyles in an anime.
Oh yeah. She was like one of the first like anime girls to like her hair change, which is like actually
she's basically
big deal.
Black.
Like she her
Is Goku
in it and then honorary? I know most people say Piccolo is black.
Piccolo is black, bro.
Like, we claim him. That man is First Nations as hell. Wait, it's not First Nations. What is it? What am I talking about?
You're talking about black, honorary black people?
Well, Islamic black people. What is the name?
Oh.
Nation of Islam.
Yeah, Nation of Islam.
That man is Nation of Islam.
I can see that.
I can see Piccolo hanging out in the background of a Louis Farrakhan speech.
Meditating and shit.
Just chilling. Floating. I can also see Piccolo on the front lines of the Black Panthers.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna cap. I can see him busting a few heads.
I mean, he don't do it regardless. He don't need no, you know, be part of no group to do that.
True. But I can definitely see him. I can see him alongside Huey Newton and Malcolm X and all them. But we moving on. The next song on the list is Jex Communication by Tumix, which was the first opening of Gundam Wing.
See, all right. This one I don't know. Because I, for a Gundam Wing, the animation, like, it back in the day looked so boring to me. I was like, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I was too young to understand what was going on. But I'm going to look it up real quick, just for the sake. It's called what now?
Just Communication by
Just Tumix. Communication?
Just Communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you're going to like this one. This doesn't seem like it would be up. Yeah. It seems like it might not be up to you. Yeah.
I like the little sample they had in the beginning, unless somebody else did that. That shit takes too long to build up. It's not getting me happy. It's not getting me like. And it's a mech anime, so like, I don't know, bro. This isn't doing it for me. Bro, it's the opening. Why does it take so long? Why does it take so long for them to come in and go start screaming and doing whatever it is they finna do? I don't even look, Gundam Wing, I was like, bro, I didn't like the animation. It looked boring. It had robots. I didn't understand what was going on. I was young. I didn't care. But
I mean, I suggest you go and like check it out now that you're an adult, you know, understand the scene. But even if you don't like it, you gotta admit that it was influential. It was one of those shows that brought anime.
Yeah.
This was like what the, this was one of the first shows that was popular both girls and but the boys came to watch the robots and fighting shit, the girls came to watch the pretty boys.
This opening ain't doing it for me. It's not giving me hype. See, when I watch the anime, I want to be hype. I want to be excited. And this shit, it sounds like how the animation looked to me back in the day. Boring. Sonically, it's a sound track. Like, whoever made this song, like, hey, this is the type of genre you was in. This is what you fucked with. Hey, it sounds great. It sounds mixed well. It sounds like it was professional production. Just don't put this shit in my car. I don't want to hear it.
What, you thought an anime opening was gonna have terrible mixing? Like, that shit sounds janky, the drums are too loud, can't really hear the voice.
I don't know, I've seen some openings.
I mean, I know why you said that, because you're like an engineer yourself, but like, it's just funny to me that you said, yeah, it mixed well, but don't put it in my
bro,
car.
That shit's not gonna, like, I grew up watching, like, when you watch black sitcoms, like, some of them were hit and miss with their openings. So, like, I was watching this one show's called Half and Half, I think, or some shit like that. Bro, that opening was terrible. I was like, yo, they never need to. Yeah, they need all their asses beat for whoever thought that this was okay, and whoever signed off on this shit. They need their ass beat. The producer need his ass beat, because this shit never happened. It should have never happened. I don't know. So openings can be trash, but this one, I mean, it sounds good. It just isn't getting me where I need to be to watch this shit. Like, it's not going to get me there.
Yeah, I think I stay on that.
If you find it, if you got Apple Music on the album art's really cool.
Wait, you say Apple
Music, the album art for it, the cover art is pretty good.
Oh, I don't have Apple Music, but I'll check that out. The cover art.
I'm a screenshot. I'm a screenshot and send it to you. Maybe somebody else did this. This shit looks kind of tight.
Bet. Thank you. But like, I don't know. Like I said, this is another one of those for me. Is like, that's a childhood memory. This is a show that made Gundam a thing in the West, and it was like the first. I think it was one of the first, if not the first, mecha show that I watched. And like, this is the one that got me into like the genre. And I'm still. It's not my favorite Gundam show nowadays, but like, I still fuck with it. I enjoy it. And the song is like, you got that nostalgia mixed in with it. But like, just thinking like sonically, I like the drum work, the percussion, I like the synth line and the singer's voice match as well. And I like the drop and the break, like how she comes in on the when they kick in the drums and stuff like that. I fuck with it. I like it sonically.
No, yeah, that's for sure. Like, it sounds like for whatever, like whoever thing this is, if y'all into this type of music, this is it. But it ain't me. I'm not the one.
Like, when you hear that song sounds like the 90s, yeah. If that makes sense. Like, this is the kind of shit that they were doing in the 90s. It may not be part of the 90s that you enjoy, but when you hear that song, you think, oh, this came out like in the middle of the
90s. Yeah.
Immediately.
For sure.
All right. You can tell I'm a Gundam fan because the next song on the list is "Lion in the Sky" by Yoshifumi Ushima, which was a G Gundam first opening.
Lion in the Sky
by Yoshifumi Ushima.
See, off rip, this one's already better than the last one.
I like that. I like Just Communication, but I. This one sounds more 80s. I'm not gonna lie. This sounds like real.
It does. It's 80s. Like whoever did it has like really fluffy hair. It looks like a fox. then they like Shawn Michaels.
I know exactly.
Like Shawn Michaels in the early 90s.
This sounds yep. Like the singer has a mullet. Or he had his hair fucking teased.
He got a half cut off shirt with his belly button out.
And he got the fucking red leather jacket. You got the pink polo and the red leather jacket, and he got the sunshade.
Like the little hat. What's the shit called? Goddamn, what's the name of the hat? Fuck, the hat beret. Yep, a leather beret with the shades with the figure.
This pal. That motherfucker drives a 1992 Kawasaki.
Yeah, exactly. That's who did this. I don't know who. I don't know, but I bet that's what that nigga looked like. I'm not even going to look it up because I already know.
But like, people listening are probably going to be like, what the fuck
is this? Like, nah.
But that was fast. But the song itself, I fucked with this song.
As
I really like
Gundam
this
fan,
song.
I would say the song is significantly better than the last song.
Like, it's funny. It makes you, it's a upbeat song, which is kind of funny because, like, this show is supposed to be really fucked up. Like, the future world that this show is set in, like, the Earth is just fucking a shithole. But this song is so fucking upbeat. Hey, oh, it's like, goddamn.
I'm kind of really excited now. About all this.
I mean, I'm being a Gundam fan. A lot of Gundam fans. This show was like sort of a mixed bag because, like, for people, this is a short explanation for people who might not know what I'm talking about. But like, the basically what Gundam was built on is being more like down to earth and gritty, and like, what would actually happen if humans had access to giant robots, and we would probably use that to fuck shit up, like, and use it in like horrific wars and stuff like that. That's sort of the vein. That's sort of like the, what's the word? The DNA of the Gundam franchise. And like, G Gundam, a lot of people describe it as Dragon Ball Z meets Gundam, which I sort of get, which is like, wow, fucking sign me up for that shit. Giant robots, oh, and I get to see power up. Shit. Fuck it.
The hair flying and shit.
Yeah, like, to give you a real short synopsis, basically, way into the future, most of the people on Earth have fled into space and into colonies, but to avoid like having catastrophic wars out in space, every 4 years, basically like the Olympics, they send fighters down and giant robots, Gundams, to have a fighting tournament to determine what country gets to rule for the next 4 years until the next tournament. Basically, if USC mixed with the Olympics mixed with presidential election.
That's a lot.
And like, the fighters go down, name these robots. Like, I want it. To be honest, this is a Gundam system where, like, I actually think I could use this. But basically, like, they have their country's best fighters sent down in the robot. They control it. They use a basically remember like Kinect, like the Xbox Kinect, like that sort of moving system where it follows the movements of the user, except not shitty, because the Xbox Kinect was a piece of crap. Like, they actually like they get put up in this little suit that looks like a Power Ranger suit, like the spandex, and then they fight using their actual movements. I may not have described it well, but that's basically what the show is about. And like I said, the Earth is basically used as a fighting a battleground for these fights. So it's gotten real fucked up. But the people in space don't care. Mm. That's sort of the underbelly of the show. Like, talking about, man, y'all really fucking up the Earth for no reason. For your little petty ass
fight. That's an interesting concept.
But the song, going back to the show. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's dope. Check it out. If you're okay with like the cell shading and all that kind of stuff, you definitely will like it. I personally prefer to listen to it in the dub, but you can find it in the sub. It's a dope story.
I might have checked it out one day when I got shit else to do.
But to listen, talking about the song itself, the song is icy up. It's like that. It's that positive part of the 80s where it's just like, yeah. That's back when they really didn't have that many worries. Like, nowadays, shit is fucking neurotic as hell because motherfuckers are neurotic. Because we got problems.
I just feel like the last joint and this joint, like, night and day. The other one didn't give me hype for it. I already don't like robots. Like, fucking fuck Skynet. And, yeah. So, this one really actually got me, like, interested. And then your explanation got me more interested. So this is like something I might actually watch, you know? But that other shit, that shit kind of like weird. I was like, what am I finna watch? I don't know what I'm finna watch. Like, this is what like baby serial killers listen to. I don't want to listen to this.
Baby serial killers? Well, fuck.
Not that they kill people when they're babies, but they are babies and they're going to grow up to kill people. That type of motherfucker. Like, that's what they listen to. I don't got time for that.
Well, that's our shit. Yeah, baby killer.
Like, baby serial killer training, that's what they listen to. Like, that first Gundam joint.
I know. I got the concept. Yeah, I'm just saying,
that's
how
that's the vibe I get.
I mean,
this joint, I'm like, I can fuck with this.
Like, you feel like this is the kind of song Patrick Bateman might listen to in American
the first
Psycho?
Gundam one, not this one. This one is cool. This one, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about, yeah, just communication. You're saying, like, that's the type of song he might listen to exactly. As he's chopping like, people up with a hatchet. The
fucking Bates Motel type joint, dressing up like his mom. Like, that's what that nigga was listening to. I don't want nothing to do with it. I don't got time for it. Because it's like,
Oh my god! This fucking
I don't want to hear that shit. But it's like, what kind of fuck? What? I don't know. I don't know. I'm being very critical.
Oh my god! Whatever. the next song on the list is "Tank" by the Seatbelt.
Yo, so this is a
Cowboy Bebop opening,
and this shit slaps. I fuck with it. Completely.
It slapsy slap. Like, if we had polled, like, all the anime fans around the world and we had them list anime openings, this would definitely be in the top 10. For a lot of people, it would be number one. But it definitely is making the top 10 for anime listeners. This song is just fucking jazz.
It's pretty amazing. I don't know if y'all niggas heard it, but it's I've never seen Cowboy Bebop. I haven't had time to watch it. I know I need to, but when I would have done it, I was busy doing other things, so I haven't seen it. But I listened to it earlier, and immediately I was like, I fuck with this. Like, this is hard. I like this.
Yeah, it's definitely. Like I said earlier, that fucking saxophone sings to a nigga's soul. like it's just great. Like,
I was in the gym earlier. I worked out to it for a little bit.
Black people are so fucking talented. Like, music. I mean, this is performed by like Japanese people because it's like anime, but like the art form is jazz. It's just so fucking dope, and I enjoy the fact that it brought jazz back into the prominence in terms of like a musical genre, at least for a lot of younger people. A lot of younger people probably wouldn't have listened to a lot of jazz if this song hadn't popped up when our generation was in our infancy, so to speak, like, in our formative years. And that is a slapper, like, from beginning to end. And like the sort of theme they were going for in terms of like the music and also the animation was like spy movies. Like, you know how like all those 60s spy movies have the little the multicolored windows and they're like running across screens and like the shadows and all that stuff. It definitely does that job well. It also has a little bit of that 60s surfer sort of music thrown into. So it's a really enjoyable song to listen to. Like this song, I could throw in the playlist and fucking jam out. Not even think about it as like, oh, this is an anime song I like. This is just a dope song I like.
I'm trying to, they did a 2020 virtual session and they redid it. Yeah, the bass line is like stupid. This is tight.
That should go dumb hard.
Bro, it should remind me of this should remind me of like a black exploitation film, like Shaft or what's the other one? Superfly. And then it's like doom 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 doom. But like, man, yeah, this is hard.
Yeah, I definitely hear what you're talking about in terms of like that. That shit's funky. It is really funky. Like, and I say that
it's got
in the
funk,
sense of
it's
like
got funk, it got some funky, little bit of jazz funky. In there. It's real nice. Yeah, this is gorgeous.
God damn. Like, it's just dope song all around. It deserves all the credit and all the praise it's been given. Like motherfuckers will play this shit live, and people, well, back when we could have concerts in person.
Shit, I would
pay money to see this song. And if they play this
one song up at the place up there, I'd be like, shit, I'm so
I mean, I believe they would do like the entire soundtrack for Cowboy Bebop, but
yeah, sure.
We know the star of the show is Tank. It goes stupid. It goes crazy. It is a great song. Like this is definitely. I understand why this is one of the songs that's like an iconic song in the 90s.
What's that?
You know what song I just thought of as we were doing this?
Nah. What's it called?
You know the Big O theme? I forget the actual name of the song, but the Big O theme. It's pretty much like, have you ever heard, I didn't realize this until I heard, speaking of fucking Blaze of Glory, they did like, the song they danced to at the end was Flash Gordon by Queen. The song, Big O, it's straight up a knockoff of Flash Gordon from Queen. I don't know how they made this dude. But like, it's both songs are great because like obviously they have a lot of the same DNA. But like it goes Big O, Big O, oh, da, 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 da. I forget the name of the actual. I forget. I'm gonna search it real quick. We gonna have a late addition to the podcast. Yeah, like that was a great song. Well.
This is the second opening. What's the first one? Wait, hold on. Technically, this is the actually second opening. It's not taking long. Is this song you talking about?
Yeah, this is the song I'm talking about.
They said
I still don't know how it's here.
In 1980, which was composed by Queen.
it's more than heavily influenced. It's pretty much the same song. Like I heard that song, I heard the song Queen. Like it was the first time I was hearing it, watching Blaze of Glory. I was like, I immediately thought Big O. Are they dancing to the Big O theme? And then they're like Flash.
That's just that's cool.
It's dope. It's a great song. I'm not gonna say it's a bad song, but it is very obvious where they took their influence from. But that's another great one from the 90s. Sorry, we just had a surprise entry. Man. I just remembered it as we were talking about Tank and like great shit. Songs.
How many more 90s. We got, man?
We have a few more. We have
I'm gonna tell you now. I probably don't know all six.
Let's just try it out. The next one is HT by Dr. Donut, which was the Trigun opening. It's H period T period by Dr. Donut. This one's just an instrumental, but like I'm not gonna lie, I forgot how this one went. Like Trigun's one of my favorite shows, but I forgot how this one went until I heard it again. Yeah. More guitar and more like just him fucking shredding.
This is cool. It reminds me of kind of like some old Doors stuff. Or some old Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, I definitely can see that. That late 60s, early 70s.
I fuck with it. I wouldn't know how to live.
Experimental rock.
Like, it's not like some other Gundam songs. I mean, Those, I'm gonna just put them at the bottom of the thing for me because I don't know. They cool, but they not like, you know. But that's I mean that's straight. That's pretty cool. I did like the sound though. It did remind me a lot of like, cause you know Jimi Hendrix would like drop acid and then like hear sounds, and so when he would play, he would like try to emulate the sounds he heard when he was on acid. So that's why shit was like super crazy. So it kind of gave me that vibe, the guitar towards the end there. That shit was tight. Acid rock.
Yeah.
That should be
some of that acid rock, sort of that kind of vibe.
It's a
literal acid rock.
They do acid.
It is.
And do rock.
I'm pretty sure there is a genre. Well, it's called acid rock. I don't know.
Genre specifically,
if they all drop acid and then do rock music, but like there's a genre.
You can't. You have to. We need to make a genre that is specifically and explicitly that.
It's like I will literally read you the Wikipedia entry. It's a genre loosely defined that evolved from 1960s garage punk movement and helped launch the psychedelic subculture. The style is generally defined by heavy distorted guitars, lyrics, drug references, and long improvised dance.
Its
distinction from other genres can be tenuous. I mean, a lot of them motherfuckers were on acid, but like, there's a genre of music called acid rock where it's just basically like a lot of heavy ass guitar solos. They fucked around with like a lot of equipment, like added a lot of reverb and all that kind of stuff.
That sounds amazing.
You know, they was just like experimenting and shit, and also probably were high as donkey balls. Because
it was
the fucking
60s,
and
that shit
drugs
seemed like
were
it was
just
real cool.
Everywhere.
Because, I don't know, Jimmy was doing acid, and he was playing like that. It just sounded like a train, bro. Like, it sounded like a literal, like, freight train that was, the train itself was on acid, like, when it was doing the little, like, choo-choo, nigga. I was like, man, this shit's hard. And that's what that reminded me of.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't say I would want to go back because, you know, it was the 1960s.
Yeah, no. Definitely would not.
You look like us was then busting the head for literally no reason. I mean, people like us again busting the head for no reason, but at least we have video clips. Yeah, they would bust you in the face and then just leave you out on the street and you'd be assed out.
Nigga, exactly. Like, just bring a little crack on them.
Like that Dave Chappelle skit.
Like, yep.
Think of some crack on him, Dave, and let's go. Think of some crack on him, let's go. But like other than that, like a lot of the music from the '60s is real dope and real cool. But yeah. I'm gonna stay my back ass in my time
safe for here.
Shit, it's still fucked up, but at least I can film this shit. If God forbid I get taken down, probably someone gonna catch the shit on camera and throw it up on the interweb.
Yeah.
a martyr. I'm at least a martyr now. it's fucked. I'm laughing, right. But that shit is real fucked.
Happy
up.
Vibes. Next song.
I almost just made myself sad. Jesus. Let me move on to the next one before I have to think about the. Before I had to think about the deep philosophical vibes, thought patterns of what I just thought said. Anyway, Sailor Star Song by Kai Hanazawa. I'm not going to lie. I'm sorry to whoever suggested this. I did my best, but this song is a little bit too smoky for me. It's a little bit too much. It's a little too, what's the word?
All right, hold on.
Cutesy girl song, I guess you could call it.
What's the name of it?
Not to be sexist or anything, but like that's sort of the vibe it's going for. Sailor Star Song by Kai Hanazawa. Like K-A-E Hanazawa.
This one?
Or Kai? I'm not sure how you pronounce that. One. Yeah.
I fuck with the instrumental. I don't like the vocals. I don't like the way they sound. Just my opinion. It don't even sound like it's mixed well. It sounds like she's on the beat she's just over it. She's not mixed in with it. She's just on top of it. And then it just like she's all like, and then the beat's like, I'm like, I don't know. It's not for me.
I'm not really a fan of this style of crooning. I'm sort of happy that they let that style of singing back in the 80s and 90s. Like I said, it's real small.
There's nothing good to say here.
Thank you for the suggestion. I forgot who suggested the song, but like, this is not to my taste.
But,
I mean, I probably might have a better opinion of it if I had a little bit of nostalgia mixed in, because like, but you know, me going in raw in the year of our Lord 2020,
nigga. Yeah, nice. Hey.
But the next song on the list is the Pokemon theme. With
Pokemon theme song is so iconic.
We ain't gonna talk about this.
Didn't even watch Pokemon. They didn't even play Pokemon. Knew the Pokemon theme song.
Bruh, we can walk any room. I guarantee you. You can walk into any room, and if it's people around of a certain age group, around like 30 or younger, and you start singing the first few bars, like, no, I guarantee you, people will join
never,
in.
I can walk into anything from Pokemon. Never watched Pokemon. Never played Pokemon. Never seen a Pokemon. They know that theme song. They know it. You can't not know it.
Fucking the intro, that little fucking drum intro, the drum breakdown.
It's all dramatic. Dun, 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 like, dun, dun, looking up.
I want to
like,
be
God damn, this is hard. Dude. When I was like no, nine, what, seeing that shit, I was like,
get it. Like I said before, going in that, they were throwing some hard shit down on shit that really didn't really need to be hard. We're talking about a show for children, and they was fucking bro, rocking
they
shit
like
out
they
like
they
was playing.
Shit. I was like, bro,
like they were playing in the 80s.
Turn that shit up. Then they had the pokey rap at the end. I said, bro, y'all niggas just don't know how to quit. We don't got to because it wasn't that hard.
I mean, I didn't include it on the list, but we could talk about the poke rap too. The poke rap. I mean, we'll give it an A for effort. They tried.
I can still
probably go a couple of bars with a poke rap off the top though. Now they'll catch them out like 20 years down
Pokemon
the line. I remember
and such.
It
like,
goes
they better than any like franchise ever. I'm not ever fucking will ever like.
Well, it's funny you said that because literally my last episode was talking about how Pokemon literally made more money than any other franchise ever because of shit like that.
Because
they branded. They were fucking branding geniuses. They made $90 million.
God damn.
My God. $90 billion. That is more than the GDP countries in the world.
They still make
$90 billion.
Because people don't like who doesn't buy
and they still print money.
Come out. Like, there's so many people that still buy it that like old heads, the new kids.
They just came out with a DLC for the last game. I know the streets are fiending for that shit because like you know. It's Roman times. We ain't got shit. But the Pokemon theme is fucking iconic. Like it's literally, it goes beyond like what I would call an anime
like,
song. Like a song that anime fans know.
Like that's the Pokemon
theme.
All the
Pokemon
shit in the world like was gone. Bro, no, niggas be out here talking about niggas to drown out here, bro. Like niggas might be stabbing people over old Pokemon games. Like that's how fucking like. iconic Pokemon is, and the theme song like was, I feel like it was because of the theme song. Like, I don't know no other Pokemon theme song except for that first one. There might be some new ones. I think there is when he had the.
I mean, like, Pokemon games is like there are certain events, like, you know how like they have the events where like they give out certain legendary Pokemon, like, mm-hmm. they'd have like, oh, you got to go down the shopping mall, and then at a certain date, and you get the mm-hmm. Celebi. Like, people pay good money for a copy mm-hmm. that has that Celebi on it from that mystery event, because that happened 15 years ago. Yeah. How the fuck are you supposed to get that Celebi now? Like, how are you supposed to be, you know how they're like completionists? Yeah. Like, people play for a while. Pay good money, too. And like, open up a theme park in Japan. I mean, it's a moneymaker, to put it lightly. Like, you're talking about game, it's one of the top, I believe it's in the top five of copies sold. And then the show made bank. Movies, they all made bank. Then merchandising, boy, they is killing the game in the merchandising. And then Pokemon Go. You remember a few years back, the people who hadn't even thought about Pokemon, Pokemon 15 years in like 2015, excited to go out and play Pokemon and see them out in the wild. Shit, I was too. It was fun. That makes me sad to think about it, like, because we can't really do shit like that right now because, you know, extenuating circumstances. But you was out there, you was fucking talking to random people, making friends and shit. It was a dope time. But the song really, really embodies that sort of positive vibe where it's like, it just makes you happy.
Determination to be.
It makes you want to explore and go out and do shit. That's just the uplifting ass song. Yeah.
All right. So Pokemon's wild.
Hey, whatever you might say about 4Ks, they had some slapper songs. Like, they had this.
The Yu-Gi-Oh theme. Is that the next on the list?
4Kids. They had this, and they also had the Yu-Gi-Oh theme. That's another slap. It wasn't on this list because it came out in like 2001. So it ended up on like the came out. No, it came out in 2000 in America, so it ended up on the 2000s list. It just missed the cutoff. But I ended up talking about it on that episode. But that's another slapper. Like, they made some great music. Yeah, whoever that composer was, they did their fucking work. They put their shit in. The next song. This is another slapper.
Digimon was like
the champions, which is a Digimon like a complete English rip, opening.
But it was very entertaining still. And the theme song was like, I don't know, it had the same, it wasn't as big as Pokemon, but it did exactly the same thing Pokemon theme song did. It got you hyped about only Pokemon, like, or only Digimon, you know? Like, you know, they saying names and shit and talk about shit. Like, oh man, I don't know exactly what all this shit means.
Techno that's like enjoyable.
Hell yeah. It's like
it starts off with like a fucking dial up sound.
AOL sound.
So there it is. But also iconic.
Vocalizing.
And then the lyrics start off sounding like it's also part of the dial up song.
But then they had a whole nigga like towards the end stuttering, singing all loud and shit.
Digimon.
I'm like, god damn, nigga.
Yeah, fucking singing.
I was like, how much they paying you, nigga? Like, you
come on,
you going for this
dude? What the?
Like, I would not trade my car for any reason at all, but it does deserve, like, it's crazy. Like,
man, fuck that. I would bump the shit out of that song. That is a bopper.
And I feel like, you know. Yeah,
that's
exactly
what
I need to do.
It got me hyped for the show. And then they kept the file for like 3 or 4 iterations after. Of course, Fast Digimon Frontier changed the song.
This is the worst.
That's just one of the many reasons why Digimon Frontier is the worst season in my opinion. But we're not going to take off Digimon. Oh my god, Digimon. I should fucking love Digimon Frontier because it's basically Power Rangers mixed with Digimon. But it's ass. It's
like the second.
It is
so
ass and I hated it. Oh my god, that shit was fucking cheeks. Like, the concept of it is dope. Like, imagine turning it into a Digimon. And they took that concept and they did absolutely fucking nothing with it. But we gonna move on.
All right, what's the next track?
I'm just mad. Cheek. the next song
I
is
heard that one.
Turn
it was
in
right.
Turn by Hideki Saijo. Which was
the Gundam opening. I heard it.
Yeah. It sort of reminds me of like those like one of those nice 70s songs, you know what I mean? It gives me that real 70s flavor. And I enjoy that. Which sort of fits the show because the show is sort of like anachronistic. Like it's supposed to be like in the future, but it's also they got like 1920 level technology because they had a big ass war and it sort of flung humanity back to like the Stone Age, and then they slowly built their way back up to like 1920s technology again. So, you know, it sort of fits that sort of anachronistic feeling. Like, they got 1920s biplanes, but they also got fucking Gundam. This is a dope show. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I gotta go back and finish Turn A Gundam. I haven't finished that yet, but I remember enjoying it when I was watching it. The problem is, it's hard as shit to find that. That was one of those, that came out at a dark time for like the Gundam franchise. So like, not many people remember it. So like, because not many people remember it, not many people
maybe on
put
Amazon.
It up on the internet. And I don't know if there's legal sources to find that. I'm going to have to search that. We'll see. Or maybe. But like I enjoyed the song. It may not be like a playlist addition, but like someone threw that on, I wouldn't be like change that shit. What is this? You know what I mean?
I could not find that song.
Right. The final song on the list is Freckles by Judy and Mary. I'm not sure if you
could find it and play it, that would be great.
Be because you searched for it in English. It's a Japanese title, is like something I cannot spell. Oh, give me a second. It's like so scuba some shit. Something. Me dumb American cannot spell that. Well, let me tell you this song. This song is a goddamn bait and switch. Oh, wait, can you hear this?
All right, you can turn it off. Man. You can just stop. You can stop there. No, we're not doing it.
I love this song. Talking about putting random guitar, 90s guitar in random places. Like they let it, I can tell, it seems like there was an argument before they recorded the song, and the guitarist was like, I don't want to do this shit. And they sort of came to a compromise. We will give you 11 seconds where you can just absolutely fucking shred. And then we are going to sing this fucking juicy ass song.
Yeah, it's
and
an sing our asses off.
Fucking fine. But I fucking love that song. It's real fucking cutesy, but it's cutesy in a way that I enjoy it. It's just really funny that there's such a what's the word?
I can live without
vocal dissonance between that first 11 seconds and then the rest of the song.
It's a good thing that I didn't find it. They probably argued over that shit for a while. I don't want to be a part of that. The type of negativity. I need to keep that out of my life. I already know it was an argument. It just sounded like a car crash. Like, it sounded like...
You said, keep the negativity off my
life. And her husband was like, nah, bitch, we're not doing that. And then they got in a fight in a car crash. Like, that's what that sounds like, but in the music, like, standpoint. Like a terrible compromise that didn't work out. Oh.
I can see that. I don't know. Like, normally, in a lot of cases, I would agree with you. Like, oh, that does not sound good. But for whatever reason, that shit just makes me fucking laugh every time I hear it.
I don't know. Maybe I'll try it again.
That's from Rurouni Kenshin.
I feel the same way, though. Nah, I don't know. It just sounds so wild to me. Just
I mean, you don't have to like it. It's just. I enjoy the song. It's always hilarious to me having that hard 90s metal.
That's so
then
weird.
Boom!
That's
you get
so
hit
weird.
In the face
so,
with a
so
fucking sock full of
cutesy,
smolty, girly.
That's weird.
I fuck with it. I understand why people would dislike it, but that shit is, I don't know. I like it.
I mean,
I enjoy
there's a time and place for shit like that.
It's just the right kind of weird right to me. You know what I mean?
Place of mine.
You know
my
how
life right now.
Certain kinds of weird like
that. Yeah. Hey.
That's the
you
right
like
mixture
like,
of weird where I find it enjoyable.
They're like,
We're gonna set the club up with this one. They not gonna be expecting this little smolty girl singing. We gonna fuck their heads up. We gonna start off with a hard ass guitar solo for the first 11 seconds. And boom.
Yo, what if like
we
I'm talking
about
this shit and they really like that shit really
freckles,
changed
like,
the whole
on
your like
face
genre
shit.
Music that I don't know about and they got like some underground shit.
I mean, the band that was super popular in Japan. I don't know if this was like their most popular song, but they was one of them bands in Japan. I was doing my research and reading up on it because I had no idea who this band was before. Like that's the sad thing about anime openings. It doesn't really encourage you to like seek out the band. Like I feel like a lot of them bands deserve a lot more shine.
Man,
like,
the chick that
if you will like the anime opening, but like, never check out another song from that band or that artist.
Yeah. So that chick,
Snake Eater.
That chick.
Oh, Snake Eater. Yeah, from Metal Gear Solid, right?
Eating tree frogs and shit. So I was like,
the one
that up with some
horror song.
Bruh, that shit. First of all. That shit's the whole fucking. That shit slaps.
Eater.
I will say that I listened to that song and I was like, bro.
I might do a follow up to this episode about video game OST.
Trash.
I'm gonna write that down.
All trash. I said, damn, bro. That's a goddamn shame when this is like, this is your banger. This is your one hit that really like just slaps like that. All the rest of this shit sounds sad, and I don't want it in my car or around me.
That is one of the worst feelings. When you're like, you hear a random song, this shit is good. I'm gonna listen to the rest of this stuff. When you listen to the catalog,
it was sad. I was sad for her.
Shit, that is sad. Shit, it's really like.
Yeah, the game people probably wrote the shit. Like, come on, man.
That's probably not even the song he wrote. He probably just brought in.
Yeah,
like they wrote that fly. What's the word? A homage to like the 1960s Bond girl thing, like the Bond. Which, by the way, I enjoyed it.
Like you, I listened to a lot of different shit, but that shit,
like 1960s,
it's like a sound that I know. Like movie. I was like, bro, I need to hear this more. And I went through the rest of her shit, and I was like, well, it's not here because this shit, I can't. Nope, not doing this.
Oh, well,
that was sick, man. That was a good list.
You ever want to, do you have anything you want to like talk about
if I was going to everything that I want to talk about, we'll be here all goddamn night. I got work in the morning. Nah, we're not doing that. Nah, I got my graphic novel coming out. So support Black people doing.
I got you.
You know, cool shit. Exactly, all that.
Support Black owned businesses and Black owned Black artists.
Yeah, it's just tight. It's cool going back and thinking about.
I hope you at least have fun though.
Fucking that.
Hanging out with the boy. Yeah, it's always dope having these kinds of conversations. You're always welcome on another episode. Before I forget, I'm going to write down that idea about video game OSTs because I'm going to go back to this well eventually. Probably not for a while because like, I like to switch up topics. So I'm going to definitely keep that in mind. Thank you
again. All right, man.
I definitely will. Thank you again for joining me. Enjoy the rest of your night and have a good day at work tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the thing that's going around these days.
I will try. Hopefully, someone will beat the black off me. Maybe be in the black office.